Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. Have you ever doubted your salvation? If so, you are not alone. But it is absolutely vital that followers of Jesus Christ understand that their salvation is secure. Once you have truly repented of your sin and ask the Lord for forgiveness, there is no reason why you need to spend one more moment in doubt about your salvation. God has fully forgiven you, redeemed you, restored you, and received you in Jesus Christ. And he has given you the Holy Spirit as the mark, the identity, the divine seal of approval that you belong to him. The Spirit himself is your guarantee. According to our scripture verses for today, you can know with confidence that you were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance. You not only have the Word of God telling you that you are saved by trusting in Christ, but you also have the Holy Spirit testifying to your heart, reminding you that you belong to Jesus. You can live like a Christian, and he will give you the power to do it. God guarantees to finish what he has started in you. He has already saved you from the penalty of your sin, so you are completely accepted in his sight. And he is continuing to work in you to make you more like Jesus, so that you will be ready for that great day when you are with him in heaven. If you have made your decision to follow Jesus Christ, you can rest assured that your salvation is secure. However, the devil never gives up territory without a fight, and you will draw the strongest attacks from him. Ask God to give you supernatural strength to fight the good fight of faith, and don't allow doubts or lies from the enemy to rob you of the joy of your salvation. May I invite you to join us next week.